Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a very, very special story. Now, I think I once before told a story about a boy who I met in Crown Heights who had his own little business selling candy bars, and he took the money and made sure to give Meiser. And I was very impressed, and I told a story about it. So this is a story I read today in the Beis Mashiach magazine, issue number 1364 from a few weeks ago. The story goes like this. In 5742, that is Tavshin Mem Beis, approximately 1982, there were two 10-year-old children that were living in Yerushalayim, and they made a gemach. What is a gemach? Gemach means gemilas chesed, doing kindness. And you could have a gemach about anything. You could have a gemach of lending cars or toys or money or sfarim, gemach, kindnesses. But their gemach was special. It was a gemach to lend pencils to children in the class. Meaning if one of the children forgot to bring a pencil or lost their pencil or the point broke on their pencil and they couldn't sharpen it or for whatever reason they needed a pencil, these boys had a bunch of pencils which they bought with money from their gemach, and you can go over to these children and say, okay, can I borrow a pencil? And they would say, sure. They would lend a pencil for free, and or maybe they would, actually the story says they lent it, so I guess the idea was you gave it back after you're finished. And they had a name for their gemach. They called it Karen David. Karen David, meaning like the organization of David. Why David? Because one of their grandfathers had been named David. So they named the gemach Karen David, the David Fund. Now, after they made this gemach, to them it was very important that they should report this to the Rebbe. And so they sent a letter to the Rebbe and they asked the Rebbe for a bracha. The Rebbe answered them like this. He wrote a letter and he said, to the Hanhala of the Gemach Karen David, Yerushalayim. What does that mean, to the Hanhala of the Karen David? Hanhala means like the directors, or in yeshiva, Hanhala would include all of the teachers, and mainly the administrators, the Rosh Yeshiva or the principal, people who are in charge. That's generally the meaning of Hanhala, although it can mean everybody in the staff. But in this case, the Rebbe addressed them as if they were adults who were running some big organization. Hanhalas of the Gemach, Hanhala of the Gemach, Karen David and Yerushalayim. The Rebbe then wrote a bracha for them, encouragement, and that part of the letter was typed by a secretary. But then the Rebbe added in his own handwriting, enclosed is my participation, which means that the Rebbe put in some money that he wanted to also be a partner in this gemach, to also use some of his money to purchase pencils so that there would be enough pencils to keep going with the gemach, and when the kids needed a pencil, there'd be a pencil to lend. Now, this is a very, very sweet story, and we see that what a child can accomplish is incredible. Here are two 10-year-old children, and they had this idea about lending pencils to their classmates, a gemach, and the Rebbe recognized them as if they were adults, that this was real, it was not a joke. The Rebbe wasn't laughing about it or thinking it was a joke. It was 100% serious that these children attained the correct title of Hanhalas Gemach Karen David Yerushalayim. They were really, really accomplishing something. Although they were children, they were really, really accomplishing a real mitzvah. And this teaches us many, many lessons. One of them is how important it is to educate children. How children, when they do a mitzvah, though they might not be obligated from the Torah until their bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, it's still their mitzvahs really, really count. And for us adults as well, when we do a mitzvah, it's really a huge accomplishment. And by doing a mitzvah, a person obviously accomplishes a lot, and helps their neshama, helps bring Mashiach quicker. Now, of course, really, there is giving tzedakah, and then there's lending. And there, gemach, the idea was actually not to give the pencils away, that would be tzedakah, but rather to lend them. And when it comes to lending money, it's actually considered a higher mitzvah than giving money. If you have a poor person and you give him money, okay, so he has money for, let's say, one meal, but he's still poor. Whereas if you lend him money, then he could perhaps go out, take the money, invest or do some business, and now begin to make money on his own, and then he could pay it back. As we've had other stories about that as well. But whichever form of tzedakah it takes, whether it's lending or giving, so important to give tzedakah. Tzedakah mekarefes, gadol tzedakah shemekarefes esegula. May we all increase in all kinds of tzedakah, all kinds of learning of Torah, doing of mitzvahs, learning about Mashiach and Geula, and bring Geula immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.